Did you know that you can have unshakable self-confidence? I'm Sherry Brazier. I'm an advanced certified style coach, personal wardrobe stylist, and seasoned hairstylist. I'm on a mission to teach women everywhere to see their true value and create self-confidence on the inside, and then help you dress that way on the outside. Women just like you are craving strategies to dress your body shape stylishly, tools you can use to help you love yourself and process disappointment and overwhelm, all while still looking put together when you leave the house. If you're ready to figure out your personal style and learn the tools to help you build and create more self-confidence, then you are in the right place. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Creating Unshakable Self-Confidence podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Brazier, and I'm so glad that you are here today. Today, I want to talk to you about one of the first steps in creating self-confidence. There's lots of first steps, but this one I think might be something that you can do today without much trouble. So I thought I would offer it for you today. So if you are new to this podcast, I've got a lot of new listeners, and I want to welcome you all to the podcast. I'm so thankful that you're here. Thank you for finding me in all of the places that you found me. And I just want to welcome you and tell you that I'm so grateful that you're here, and I would love to get to know you. So please reach out to me on Instagram and just say hi. I just love to meet new people, and I love to meet my listeners, even if it's just to say hi, so that you can say, hey, I listen to your podcast, and I'd love to just get to know you and just say hi. So I want to get into this creating unshakable self-confidence. And one of the ways that I started to do that in the very beginning was I just decided to ask myself what I wanted and just be honest with myself. Tell myself the truth of what it was that I truly wanted. And it was a range of things. It wasn't just what I wanted in my style, although there was some. It wasn't just what I wanted in my family life, although there was some. It was all of the things. I just took a notebook out and I just wrote down all the things I wanted, and I didn't put any clarifications on it. I didn't put, well, this is what I want, but so-and-so won't give it to me, or this is what I want, but I can't have it for this other reason. I just, these are the things that I want. And I just wrote, and I just let myself want what I wanted. And it was really interesting to see the things that I wanted. And as I started to write down the things I wanted, some bigger things happened, and I started to really open up kind of a box that had been closed for a while, for a long time actually, of just things I just simply wanted that felt it in the moment that maybe they would be clarified or categorized as frivolous, that maybe they would be silly, like, you know, well, that's dumb. Why would anyone want that? Is what I would think in my head. And mostly like, who do you think you are to want those things? And then there was a little bit of, if I tell myself and I acknowledge the things that I want, then it will also shine a light on the things that I want that I don't have. And that will feel uncomfortable. And so that's one of the reasons why I'd never had done it before, is because I think that I thought that if I didn't acknowledge the things I wanted, that I wouldn't feel disappointed that I didn't have them. And it turns out that that's not true. It turns out that you're feeling disappointment, you're just hiding from it. And so it's not in the forefront of your mind. It's kind of behind the shadows of the things that you want that you don't have. And what I find now, more often than not, is the things that I want are really big things, meaning they're things that I need to become a different person in order to have those things. And sometimes that's scary. Sometimes that feels daunting. It feels scary. It feels like a lot of work. It feels like my family's going to have to sacrifice a lot for me to have the things I want. And then that feels like I shouldn't want those things, because then other people are going to have to sacrifice in order for me to have those things. And I have this good girl syndrome that says that people shouldn't have to sacrifice for me to have the things I want. But then I think I sacrifice what I want for my loved ones to have the things that they want all the time. And if it's okay for me to sacrifice for them to have the things that they want, then it must be okay for them to sacrifice for me to get the things that I want. And once I tried to be okay with just being curious about that, being curious about what if it would be okay for them to sacrifice so that I can have the things I want, and what would that look like, and how would that feel? And it felt uncomfortable to consider that my family, my loved ones, my friends might sacrifice for me to have something that I want. And I really just wanted to sit with that and find out what that was about. Why does that feel uncomfortable? What do I make that mean? What does that mean to me when I think that someone else has to sacrifice in order for me to get what I want? And then I automatically turn that back around on me and say, would I sacrifice for my loved ones to have what they want? And immediately the answer is yes. And so I started to dig in and really ask myself, why? Why would I sacrifice? And is there something that I wouldn't sacrifice? Like, to what level would I sacrifice so that one of my loved ones could have something that they wanted? And why would I do that? And for me, it was a really, really good experiment for me to really ask myself those questions and then realize, wait, my family loves me like I love them. And maybe they haven't ever been given the opportunity to sacrifice for me. Maybe I haven't given them the opportunity to sacrifice for me. Because when I have done true, you know, things that are true sacrifice, when I've put my loved ones, my family, you know, ahead of myself, it is out of so much love and so much kindness and caring for their well-being. I have nothing but just compassion and empathy and love, and would just be honored to do that thing for them because I love them so much. And I thought, maybe I haven't given my family the opportunity to love me like that, to have the awareness that they love me in that way, because I haven't given them the opportunity to sacrifice for me. And then I started thinking about the one who sacrificed his life for all of us, the Savior. And why would he do that? Why would he do that for us? Because he loved us. And when I think about the love that I have for other people and what I would sacrifice for other people, it's just the smallest little hint of what he sacrificed for us. And I feel like I can relate that I want to do that for my family because I love them so much. And then coming to the awareness that I have given I haven't given my family and my loved ones the opportunity to sacrifice for me, that was like, whoa, maybe I need to think about this a little bit differently. So then I started to think about, what is true sacrifice? What is sacrifice and what is martyring? Because a lot of the things that I see people doing in the name of sacrifice is actually martyring. And that leads to resentment. When you are being a martyr and doing things for other people that you don't want to do, because you, and then you call it sacrifice, that doesn't feel good. True sacrifice is just love, that you're giving of yourself in love. And so being able to sit down and really acknowledge and tell yourself the truth about what you really want, and then not putting in those clarifications, but this, but that, but I can't have it because of this, because, you know, all of those buts is what I call it. You start to really acknowledge and it gets clear to you what you really want and why you want those things. And for me, and for lots of my clients, when I do this exercise with them, the things that they want come back around to bless other people's lives. If they get the things they want, they are going to bless other people's lives with that thing that they want. Like almost 100% of the time, that's what happens. And the only reason I don't say 100% of the time is because there's no absolutes, right? But 9 out of 10 times, the things that we want, that we truly, truly want, will come back around and affect our families positively, ourselves and our families positively. So this is what I want you guys to do. If you guys will do this, I think it will change your life. And it changed mine, and it's changed my clients' lives. It's one of the things that has changed my life. And it really kind of sent me into a construct of thinking, like a way of thinking about myself in a totally different way, and really leveled up my self-confidence when I did this. Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to take a piece of paper out, and I want you to just take a few minutes. It doesn't have to be a very long time. Like this could be done in 5 minutes, really, while you're sitting at the pickup line, getting your kids from school, or you're waiting for piano lessons, or you're, you know, whatever. This shouldn't take very much time. So I want you to just ask yourself what you really want without all the buts. Okay. So I want to look stylish when I go out and run errands or when I go to the grocery store, but just don't put that. Don't put the but. Just put, I want to look stylish when I go out and run errands and go to the grocery store. Or I want to look put together and sexy on date night, but we all have them. We all have those buts, those clarifiers, right? So without any of those, just write down the things that you want. I want to look put together and sexy on date night. The end. I want to look stylish on my Zoom calls. That's it. Just put that. I want to look like I have style. Just put that. No buts, no clarifiers, no buts. Okay. Because when we put those buts in there, that's when we get discouraged and we end up not seeing how we can actually get the things that we want. Because we focus on what comes after the but. I want to look put together and sexy on date nights, but I don't have enough money to go get the clothes that I want. And that's what we focus on, is not having enough money to go get the clothes that you want. You don't focus on looking put together and sexy on date night. You don't really focus on that. And I promise you that most everybody that's listening to this podcast has something in their closet right now that they could put together that they would feel sexy and put and well dressed on date night. Most everybody has something that we could put together. So it's not really even true that you can't look put together and sexy on date nights, or that you can't look stylish when you go out to run errands or go to the grocery store. That's actually not even true. But that's what we focus on when we put the but in. Okay. Now, when you're doing this exercise, watch out for when you want to go into self-sacrifice and start going into martyring. And I can't do it because I have kids. I can't do it because I have a job. I can't do it because I live in a small town and there's no place to shop. Or I can't do it because we have, you know, whatever situation you have. It doesn't really matter what it is. Don't put those buts in there. Just put down what you really want, and then watch out for when you try to self-sacrifice. And when your brain wants to tell you that in order to achieve those things, everyone else has to sacrifice for you, and that you shouldn't ask for that, because that is martyring. That's where the martyring comes in. Okay. So this is something that I've been working on with my clients inside Style Mastery, because it is really hard to acknowledge what we truly want and then make our brains make space, really is what it is. Make space in our brains for us to come up with a solution of how we can get the things we want. When we do the clarifying buts, when we go into martyring, when we go into victim mentality, our brains just don't have enough space to come up with the plan or the how or the possibilities of how we could actually get what we want. And I promise you that getting what you want is going to get your family what they want too, because you will open up to that space of possibility. And that is an amazing, amazing feeling. You will get so much done, and you will have so many ideas when you can tap into that feeling of possibility. And you won't be able to do it if you put in the buts, or if you are the martyr, or if you go into victim mentality. You won't be able to do it. There won't be possibility. There won't be space for it. So this exercise will open up space in your mind and in your heart and in your spirit for there to be possibility of how you could potentially, possibly, maybe be able to get the things that you want. All of the things that you want, even the big things. The big things that I'm dreaming of for myself that I want, I am on the path of getting those things. And I am in possibility of being able to see those things coming to life. And it is amazing. So do this exercise. It'll only take a few minutes. It can take longer if you want it to, but it doesn't have to. And I would love for you to share what you're learning as you do this exercise. And you can just have a peek inside Style Mastery if you come to Instagram and send me a message of what you find out when you do this exercise, and we'll dish on all the things, and it will be great. So I want you to figure out and tell yourself the truth about what you want, what you truly, truly want. Acknowledge it to yourself. Tell yourself the truth, and make space in your mind and in your heart and in your body for possibility to come up with ways to get the things you want. All right. That's what I have for you guys this week. Come over to Instagram. Tell me all the things. Pop in and say hello. I love to make new friends and I would love to meet you there. And until next time, I will see you next week. Bye.
Hey there. If you're ready to create a life and wardrobe you love and feel confident every day, I want to invite you to join my program, Style Mastery, where you're going to learn how to make it even easier to love your life and the way you look. With me right by your side, you deserve that. Just head over to www.sherrybrazier.com/join Style Mastery. I'll see you there.